If you the three B's, beautiful, broke, and begging, here's two more. Bye, bitch.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your boy, Young Dolomite, from the Too Much Game Podcast. On here with my nigga, my motherfucking man, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and King Germ from Frocash. Y'all get a bar of that good shit.
Yo, this is 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle Podcast. And every week, you should be like me, and you should be listening to the Frocast. I mean, first and foremost, shout out to the star of Frocast, Queen Germ. Big shout out to Queen Germ, Frocast Nation. And shout out to my boy, King Germ. I mean, maybe he's my boy. I don't really know because Germ likes North Carolina A&T, and I went to South Carolina State. And Germ likes University of Florida in football, and I like Florida State. I don't even know if we're really boys. But anyway, y'all should listen to the Frocast every Friday. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch y'all guys next time. 5,000.
Yo, this is Dr. Braces, man. This your boy, Tony, man. Coming through, hollering at the Frocast. Hey, man, appreciate everything y'all doing. Hey, I got one request, though, man. I got one serious request. Hey, man. Can we get King Young Nigga back? Can we get Young Nigga Germ back, man? Because this old nigga Germ just ain't working for me, man. He dropped the list. Talk about this old nigga shit. We need Team Young Nigga Germ, 21-year-old Germ back on the mic. I don't like this old nigga Germ. Give me Young Nigga Germ, please.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Before I sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka Smoking Germ Frazier, aka Bread DiBiase, aka Rowdy Potty Piper, aka you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, aka the Duke of Dignity, and a new one, aka the Rattlesnake, aka Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you vacationing, contemplating on coming back podcasters, or you got a podcast that ain't moving no numbers as podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo and my favorite a.k.a. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We own them all. Don't forget about our voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail. We'll play it on the show. You can also go to nappyafro.club and get behind-the-scenes exclusive content by becoming a Patreon. And get shout out on the show like our latest Patreon. We got Vaughn, we got Jim, and we got Superman Ice Cream. So shout out to those three for becoming Patreons. God damn. Every week, more names. Mm-hmm. Patreon jumping.
Jumping.
Thank all y'all for becoming Patreon, man. You could be just like Jim, Superman, and Vaughn by getting shouted out on the show. Okay. Now, if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add us in your story, tag us in said story, and we'll shout you out like Harrison, Uncle Dolomite, Mama Life, Tay-Tay, Corbino, just to name a few people that shows us love every week. We appreciate it because sharing is caring, and it tricks the algorithm somewhat, whatever. So, all the panderings out of the way, Queen Jerma, I got to ask you, how was your week?
Okay, I'm so glad. This is the first time in a long time that I've been this excited about the how was your week question. Now, y'all know the last time we were together, it was coming up on my birthday. Now we coming up off my birthday. I had an awesome time. I know we got a segment for that on the docket. But, of course, that's going to be a highlight of my week. And I'll stick with a really, really, really big thing, of course, besides my birthday celebration, is the fact that we are back in school. So, y'all, I'm piecing together. I do a little something in education. And our son, I guess that would make him Prince Germ.
That's what he's known to as the people.
Okay, I like it. He is with me at the school, and I think the young man is going to be all right. He just, every day, you know, it's just something different that he does that impresses me. And I know I'm probably one of his biggest fans, therefore I'm biased because I'm his mom. But we back at it, and I'm already starting to count down, so we got 14 more weeks. But nonetheless, I'm just happy to be able to hang with my fella, and I get to see him every day. So I don't have to have the blues because I had to let him go to another city or whatever. I got to hang with him a little more because he come to my office in between classes. So having a good time with him.
That's sweet, isn't it? Yeah. You got that moment. See? Yeah. That's dope. You got to hold on to that childhood just a little bit longer. Hey.
Yep.
Till he stopped coming to your office.
Then, yeah, because he already knows some people.
Acclimating himself to the climate. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But it's fun while it's lasting. So yeah, you're going to enjoy that part.
Yes, enjoy your moments. Don't count the time.
Yeah.
You know, live life like you know you don't know when the time is going to end.
That's how you should do it.
Yes. Don't do that. As far as my week, I mean, same as all, man, you know, just living life, getting closer to football season. We get past this week, still can't hit to next week. Yeah, next week is when we start hitting. So get past this week, start contact next week, you know what I'm saying, turning these wimpy-ass niggas into killers, man. But that's about it. I mean, I had some other shit going on this week, but, you know, I don't want to talk about that. You know, that's some Instagram shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not.
You know, yeah, it was just some... A lot of cap. That's what we're going to say. A lot of cap went on this weekend, man. Motherfuckers just... boy, I tell you. I covered in my keeping 100.
Uh-uh.
I covered in my keeping 100. But yeah. Anyway, fuck the weeks, man. Let's get into this motherfucking outline. What's on the timeline? What's on the timeline is when me and Queen Jern talk about the hottest story on the streets. And this week, the hottest story was FN Mecca. I know you probably heard of FN Mecca. If you haven't, I'm going to let you know. He was the first robot rapper that got an actual deal. Now, you know what I said was, right? Because at the time of this recording, as 12 Kyle would say, Capitol Records severs ties with AI rapper FN Mecca. Issues apology after facing criticism for gross stereotypes. So, on August 14th, Capitol Records announced they had signed FN Mecca, a digital rapper and influencer described by the label as the world's first AR artist to sign with a major label. A press release from FN Mecca's 2021 publicist described Mecca as an AI-powered robot rapper. Mecca's first single on the label was Florida Water, which featured Gunna and gaming streamer Klix. As of today, FN Mecca is no longer on a major label. Capitol has announced that it has severed ties with the rapper, according to the New York Times.
It's got to be a person behind the robot, right?
The project has been criticized after clips went viral of the project using the N-word in a song. People also pointed to an image shared on one of Mecca's accounts of the rapper being brutalized by police. So he was supposed to be, like, I guess it searches all rhymes and it just spit out rhymes because it's a computer program. You know what I'm saying? So it listens to all hip hop and it just spits out some words. And it has somebody that's actually voicing the voice that voice is using. But the rhymes are all, like, made up computer generated rhymes. So the Activist Group Industry Blackout released a statement calling for the label to cut ties with FM Mecca. Now, first of all, it's a fucking AI. You don't have to cut ties with a computer program, but let's keep going. It is specifically noted Gunna's involvement with this project while being incarcerated on RICO charges. Mm. The indictment specifically cited Gunna and Young Thug's lyrics. The statement reads... and so I guess they got called out in that bullshit, because here's what it said. It has come to our attention that your company has decided to partner with Factory New on signing the artificially designed rapper FN Mecca. While we applaud innovation and tech that connects listeners to music and enhance the experience, we find fault in the lack of awareness in how offensive this character is. It is a direct insult to the black community and our culture. Any amalgamation of gross stereotypes, appropriate mannerisms that derive from black artists, complete with slurs infused in lyrics. Whew. So that's a lot of words for them to say. They trying to get this nigga the fuck up out of there because he was being disrespectful. So, Queen Germ, I got to know, how do you feel about this, just the technology part of it, before we get into the outrage of it?
I mean, I just think that is weird. Like, I mean, a robot rapper? So this person going on tour? Or
I mean, he could go on tour anyway. He could be in 50 different cities in one night. 50 different cities. Because I'm not real. I'm AI. I could do concerts everywhere.
The item has to be there. They going to make 10 more of him?
He's an AI, artificial intelligence. He's not real. He's not even real.
It's a robot, right?
No, let me show you a picture of him on the screen. I want to show you what he looks like. Because you got to see this. He doesn't even look real. You know what I'm saying? He looks like a... Look at this motherfucker. Now, he don't look like... He look like somebody on the damn video game.
Mm-hmm.
He's a virtual rapper.
Oh.
Yeah. So, it's like... He's a video game. So, he could do...
It's kind of cute, though.
He could do 100... Man, he could do 100 concerts in one night. And it don't even matter.
And people can buy the different things like they used to buy on...
He look like a Fortnite character.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Buy the stuff. The skins or whatever.
I guess, but they cut ties with him already.
So, but that is kind of cute, though. It looks
No, it doesn't. It looks like 6ix9ine mixed with 10XXXTentacion. It looks like a character. Like I said, it looks ridiculous.
Like I said, it's kind of cute.
He's on a virtual record label.
I mean, how are they planning on getting money to make this a thing?
I mean, shit, he got over 10 million followers on TikTok. This shit is crazy.
Mm. Well, the people have spoken. They want the FN Mecca.
They want FN Mecca.
Yeah, they want them. So,
hey, they also said they got a lot of podcasts that are not real people. It's just they type up the script, what they want them to say, and they get the little voice. So a lot of podcasts are not even real people out here now. Mm. So they're gonna have AI podcasts soon. Then what we gonna do?
Hey, the people gotta know the difference. They gotta know.
They gotta know. Like, you gotta
know if you listen to the robot or not.
The real or the fake. You know what I'm saying? Cause that song, I don't like the little young nigga music anyway. But it wasn't nothing crazy about that. Like, I don't know.
I had to listen to it.
We listen to it in the car on the way home. The Wams listen to it. He wouldn't listen to it out loud. That's what it was.
Oh.
But yeah.
I'll check it out, see what it's all about.
Yeah, well, he's dropped now.
I mean, it's still out there.
Help out the virtual guy. I mean, help him out. He's broke. That nigga was the first virtual rapper. Now he the first virtual rapper that got dropped. Like, yo, FM Mecca going to be on the corners of the video game system in the virtual world, in the metaverse, bumming for change. He going to be the first homeless person in the metaverse, nigga, because he ain't got no job no more.
Let's not do that.
I'm just saying. He's homeless in the metaverse.
Okay.
He lost his job. He's fucked up right now. Somebody need to go check on FM Mecca.
Lucky for him, he don't need food.
I mean, he need VC. He need coins in life. He ain't getting that no more.
Yeah, he's not getting any of those things.
Yeah, so shout out to FM Mecca, man. And that's what's on the timeline this week, man. Made it right in time. I'm glad we ain't talk about it, then he got dropped. I'm glad this news hit while we were recording, because that would have fucked my story up and made me angry when I go to listen to this on Friday and we talk about some dated ass shit. Speaking of dated, Queen Germ's birthday was Sunday, y'all. You know, happy belated birthday, Queen Germ.
Thank you.
Would you like to give a recap of your birthday?
I would love to.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to sit back for this one, y'all.
My birthday was awesome. Awesome, awesome. But you know your boy always got to be with the dramatics. He tried to act like he ain't have it together. He tried to act like, you know, it was going to be this and not that and da-da-da-da. So I was just like, you know.
We got
to
stop saying da-da-da-da. We got to figure out some words. No, we can't do that.
Why?
No, I mean, I know I do it too.
So let me talk.
We're professionals. We got to stop doing it. Yeah, well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not, but you are. Nonetheless, the whole thing was great. So, first of all, well, I'll say the best for last. Well, partially. But nonetheless, I came in here a little after midnight on my birthday, and I had all these pictures that were blown up. I like the sentimental stuff. I love me some me. And to see it, and they entitled it The Brie Experience. So, of course, I was just, like, so overwhelmed and emotional about the thing. They picked some of the best pictures of me and them together in some of them. And it was just really a nice display. My gift was wrapped very nicely. And I got...
Shout out to the rapper.
And I got lots of lovely cards. And then I was able to open those things. And the purse that I wanted, that pocketbook, I mean, the picture online doesn't do it any justice. That pocketbook is the bomb. I love it, love it, love it. Only thing I got to do now is get me some shoes to wear with it, and it's on and popping. I was excited. So I was very thrilled because he downplayed everything, trying to make it seem like he wasn't prepared. He had me kind of feeling some type of way last week because he kept saying silly stuff like, oh, I don't know, maybe at the end of the month. But I was just like, okay, Bridget, you going to get your mind right and just whatever happens, happens. Don't worry about it. Nobody gonna get you down. It's your freaking birthday. So, pushing all the negativity out of my mind, I was just expecting the best, and whatever was gonna happen was gonna happen. But I also got some lovely surprises, and I just have to say thank you, thank you, thank you to my household, but awesome Frocast family.
The Fro Nation.
Okay.
Get it right.
It's what I call
the Fro Nation.
So the Frocast family.
The Fro Nation, please.
Fro Nation. It's fine. But don't get worked up about it.
I'm just saying we're a brand like Coke, like Pepsi.
Okay. Calm down. So first of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who blessed my Cash App. So that would be CG24, Dale P, Uncle Dolomite, and Rodis. And saving the best for last.
Saving the
best for last. And you know who you are because...
No, say his fucking name. Because I want the people to know that he is a fucking snake. And
he is not a snake.
Piece of shit.
He is an amazing...
I want the people to know
an
this.
An amazing person.
Say it. Go ahead, say his name. Tell what he did.
He know who he is.
No, he don't. Did you check them? There might be poison on the flowers.
It ain't poison. It ain't no poison. My bae came through. When I tell you.
I'm glad I ain't set them shits on fire.
And I'm glad you weren't here when they came.
Yeah.
Because when I tell you, I had a knock at the door. My doorbell rang. My dog barked and everything.
Nah, that ain't the best part.
I went to the door.
The best part is you messaging him, thanking him for the motherfucking things. Oh, yeah, nigga. The streets is talking, nigga.
Ain't nobody give a damn. All I said was, thank you, fam. I said, thank you, fam. Oh, I can show you because I did not delete the message because it wasn't nothing for me to hide.
You're beautiful. What? To the nigga that don't like fucking flowers? And now these flowers is fucking beautiful?
MJ.
Make sure you bring some flowers to this fucking funeral, nigga.
MJ.
You make sure. Because, nigga, I'm feeling like, flowers beautiful since when? And then, I ain't even going to hit.
My nigga came through. I got the doorbell ring. I came outside. The lady was already pulling off. Done delivered my flowers. And I had a little balloon on there, too, that said, happy birthday. It was very nice. It's still sitting up there displayed for everybody to see.
Dirty Mackin'.
I mean, like I said. Hey. I thank you. Yeah. I thank you all. Mm-hmm. I thank you all.
That
the
right
love
there.
Was felt.
Wow.
And then I'm talking about you started it off right, MJ.
Dirty
because
Mackin.
It came on Saturday and my birthday was Sunday. That, so you started a party. Look, you was the first person to give me a gift.
When I found out about who it came from, I was just like, you know what? I shouldn't have done all this. That should have been that. She all. That just, that,
really?
Hell yeah.
How me getting some flowers from somebody else be what you did? You don't have nothing to do with that.
Nah, I was like, that's all she should have got.
Really?
Like, I was just like, what? Huh? This nigga, what?
Well, oh, I take that back because my parents did, their card came on Friday. So I got
matter.
My parents' card on Friday.
It don't matter. It's all good.
Yeah, but MJ, thank you to everybody. Thank you to everybody.
Especially MJ.
Thank
especially
you to everybody.
Him.
CG24, Del P, Uncle Dolomite, and Rodas. Thank y'all. I do appreciate it.
Mm-mm.
Y'all made me feel real special. I felt some love out there. I didn't know the people even cared that much. So I do appreciate it.
Ain't that some shit?
Yes. And my kids were awesome too. Yeah, they did a really
ain't
good
that
job.
Some shit.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you.
Mm-mm. Thank you, King Germ.
Nah, don't thank me. Thank MJ.
Because my pocketbook
thank
was
MJ.
Very nice.
Thank
I
MJ.
Really, really
that's
loved
do.
It.
Don't thank me. Thank MJ. So yeah, that's all for your love.
And MJ, you out there screenshotting shit? That's what we doing,
shit.
Nigga.
Hey,
that's what we doing, nigga.
I told you.
You ain't even no good side piece.
Look at that nigga. He just talking.
You ain't
much.
A good side piece.
This nigga ridiculous.
Got to be careful. Got to be careful out here in these streets. The streets is talking.
But that's who you choose to
hey.
Run around with, you know.
In the
pillow
metaverse.
Talking ass
apparently.
MJ.
Apparently. In the metaverse. That's all we could do. But I appreciate it. When your birthday? Let me know. I got you.
June 20-something.
Oh, dang, I missed it.
June 29th, I think, something like that.
I got you, though. We yeah. on for 2023.
No, the fuck you ain't. Man, I tell you that now. All his ass to get is a happy birthday. You send that motherfucker anything, it's a problem. It's a problem.
Seriously?
100%.
Seriously?
100%. I'm going to start treating you like you treat me. I want
you
that.
Not me,
okay,
though.
Okay, then. I want
you
that
not
same.
Me.
I want that same. That same. Like, you see how I'm so cool about it? I want you to be like that. And then,
who
then
the fuck
talk
you
about
gonna
it.
Buy a gift for?
Hey, it don't matter. I'm gonna find. Okay. I'm gonna find a friend.
Go find somebody and see what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
Go ahead and see what happened.
Hey, ladies. All out there in the Fro Nation,
yeah,
when it's your
ahead.
Birthday, you don't know who it is. I'm just going to bless somebody randomly, somebody's birthday randomly. I'm going to send
ahead.
Them a flower and a balloon and say happy birthday. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, go ahead. Do what
yes.
you do.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do
it's
what
happening.
You do.
It's
and
happening.
And trust and believe by July.
Oh, ain't no trust and believe nothing.
Okay.
Shoot.
You'll see what the fuck happened. It'll be
some
furniture
keep that same energy.
And some arrangement.
Keep that same
you
energy.
You had to let a nigga know how he get my address if you didn't give it to him.
He been had our address.
Okay, then, so that's you. I never interacted with him to get no address.
The nigga told me, he was like, yo, what's your address? I'm going to send you some shoes. That's what he told me. So he did it in a schemey way.
But that's your friend.
Again.
That's your friend.
It's cool.
But he did a nice gesture for me. So
yeah.
That's all it was.
Okay.
It was a nice
I'm
going to
do a nice gesture for some random Fro Nation woman
like
on
I
her
said,
birthday.
Go right ahead.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
I'm doing it. Too late now.
That's fine. And this will be the last motherfucking show.
No, it ain't.
Yes,
no,
the fuck
ain't.
It is.
No, it ain't.
And if you so much of a man, show me the shit when you do it.
I will.
Show me the shit when you do it since you that bold.
I will.
Okay.
I'm like, yo, it was such and such in Fro Nation birthday. I sent him a little thing. There you go. Boom.
Yeah. And it'll be the last show. Whatever
Why?
Show that
Why
was done.
Why would you do that?
Because I said so.
Why would you do that?
I've lived long enough
no
to
sense.
Know as an adult that I don't owe nobody no explanation. So therefore, if I say I want to do some shit or
do some shit,
that's what the fuck it is.
Sounds.
I don't give a fuck what it
you
says.
You see how crazy
I don't
that
care.
Sounds.
No.
So you can go buy a nigga a gift.
I didn't buy no nigga no gift.
You said, listen, again.
That type of action is to be reciprocated.
Okay.
Somebody go out their way to do something kind for me.
Okay.
I don't see why
okay.
I shouldn't do nothing kind all for right. them.
If somebody's going to go out their way to do something kind for me, and I'm going to go out my way to do something kind for them.
Yeah, and we're going to be some kind motherfuckers in different places.
Hey, okay.
Because I'm
fine.
Not going to stand for it.
That's fine. All right. That's cool. If that's what it is. Well, let's move on to the next topic.
Yeah, my birthday always gets shitted on because somebody can't stand to see me happy.
I didn't say
you,
that.
I mean... What's
your
so bad?
Is over. It's
what's
over.
So bad? I'm recapping my birthday, which
okay.
you asked me to do, but yet and still, you want to turn it on me and make it a thing of, oh, now I'm going to go out my way to go find a bitch to give some shit to. Oh, no, the fuck you not.
No.
You don't give me enough shit.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So no, you ain't never you got time, energy, victim, effort to give to another motherfucker.
I'm not going to let you roller skate on this.
I ain't going to roller skate on that. Your friend sent me something.
Okay.
That's your friend.
I'm going to send one of your friends something. I'm okay. Saying happy birthday to
go
one
ahead.
Of your friends.
Go ahead and see what the fuck happened. Yeah. Yeah.
See how I said, see people, yeah. you see how the women do you, man.
It ain't nothing.
Hey, look, they can move away, but you move away, that is a problem. That just don't make sense.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, you might want to move away from this topic and move on to the next one on the damn docket. Because
cool.
What you're not doing. Oh, no, you ain't cool, my nigga. You ain't cool.
Good Brother 12 Cal, he just did a bonus episode, and he was talking about, you know, celebrity encounters and meeting a celebrity and, you know, how he would play it. You know, even though 12 Cal is a celebrity, so I understand why he's not a starstruck person. I, on the other hand, I don't get starstruck, but I don't mind meeting celebrities. I'm not, you know, it's just something, you know, hey, why not? And I got no Queen Germ. Have you had any celebrity encounters?
Not to say actual encounters recently, I haven't, but one that I would never forget was like my best. I was a senior in high school or just graduated. We had our senior cruise. So, Kiki Shepherd, who was on Showtime at the Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
I met her and she was hella cool. We danced that night on the cruise ship and we had so much fun. And it was just like, you know, she was very approachable, you know, just laid back in that environment. Maybe the element was, you know, inviting or what have you, but it was just so much fun for us to be able, we were dancing, cutting up, having a good time like we knew each other. And I just thought that was like the ideal experience when you meet somebody that you hold in high regard that happens to be a celebrity, for them to act like a regular person. So that was something I probably would never forget. Mm-hmm. And that happened over 20 years ago. And it was like probably the best celebrity encounter that I ever had.
Okay. Mine, I met a lot of celebrities. My best one, I'd probably say, was still Deion Sanders. Because one, Deion smelled like a rich-ass nigga. Like, when that nigga, I was just like, whoa, that cologne smelled different, nigga. Like, what is that? It smelled like money, you know what I'm saying? Then he was just like, as is on TV. Like, mm-hmm. He was the same. What you see on TV, that's how he was in person. And he was just like real cool and shit. So Deion, probably the coolest one. Okay, give me a worse one.
So, I'm sure you are aware of this one, but my worst, I guess I had two of them that were pretty bad. My worst one that I would say hurt my feelings the most was when I went to get Yolanda Adams to sign a CD for me at her little album signing. She had a concert in town, and I waited and waited and waited, and I was just so excited. I had listened to her CD so much, and I just wanted her to sign my CD. And I get up there. First of all, they was like, you need to buy a new CD because you got to buy one from the store. And before I could even get a chance to get into that line, they was like, she's leaving because she has to get to the concert hall or the Civic Center, whatever it was, for the show. But I'm like, I have a CD right here that I purchased. Why would you not let her sign it versus me going to get in another line to buy another CD for her to sign or not sign, because now you're saying that she has to leave? And so it was just like, she didn't even act like she was concerned, because we made eye contact as a celebrity, as somebody who's supposed to be representing God and the church family, that
she,
you would think
that dollar,
that you would have said, like, okay, this young
sister,
lady.
No, sister,
let
God
me sign.
You here.
Let
the
me sign this lady thing real quick.
To sign this on the paper. No.
Sign my album that I've already paid for. But nonetheless, she was just looking like she wasn't concerned. She was too good to sign my thing. And I was just like, at that point, I never bought another thing of hers again.
Wow.
And so I'm just like, that was not cool. But then when I saw R. Kelly in a restaurant in Chicago, this nigga act like he didn't even want somebody to take his picture from across the room.
I'm eating right now, nigga.
From across the fucking room. I'm not bothering you.
I'm eating. That's weird to just take a picture of somebody without
asking. He wasn't
asking.
Eating.
I don't give a fuck what I was doing.
People taking your motherfucking picture every time you come in the store. The people got surveillance cameras. So what you talking about?
They let you know before you walk in.
And he knew that too.
Premises.
You a motherfucking R. Kelly. So get over it. But now everybody got your picture because your ass is in the damn jailhouse.
I might have some sauce on my shirt or whatever like that.
Okay.
Nigga, I don't want you
I wasn't posting the shit.
I mean, I don't know what you plan to do with it.
You don't know. So, hey. You don't know.
My worst one, probably, I got two, since you had two worst ones.
You don't have to have two, because I had two.
It was like my senior year in high school, and we was at the state championship game. We was at the Dean Dome, and me, cousin Randy, we walking around. We see Vince Carter. So we was like, yo, Vince, can my cousin get an autograph? And Vince looked at us, looked up and down like we were small, turned his head and continued doing what the fuck he was doing. So me being the nigga that I am, I only like Carolina. I'm asking for this nigga. I don't give a fuck. I say, fuck Vince Carter. And it's been fuck Vince Carter ever since that motherfucking day. So fuck him. Fuck Vince Carter. I ain't never liked that nigga. I mean, you know, he could dunk and all that, but fuck that nigga. And the second one, this also involves Randy. We was we was in Chapel Hill. Another Chapel Hill story. I just keep having bad stories in Chapel Hill. I'm not supposed to be in that place.
I have good experiences in Chapel Hill.
So, we up there, they are playing basketball on the court. And lo and behold, who's there playing basketball? It's motherfucking Michael Jordan. And so we sitting there like, it's Michael motherfucking Jordan playing basketball like a pickup game outside. So, you know, this back in the Sprint PCS days, you know what I'm saying? Randy break out the phone, trying to take a picture. Michael Jordan, motherfucking security guard, come over there and was like, look, no pictures. We like, nigga, that's my phone. Nigga, fuck you. Nigga made this nigga delete that shit.
Oh, no.
So I was just like, Michael Jordan, the asshole, bro. Like,
yeah, because I'm like, that's not even that serious.
What the fuck? So, yeah, those are my two worst celebrity. And they say never meet your heroes. And I don't got no axe to grind. I know people think, oh, that's why you don't like Jordan. No. That's not it. Because he's still my favorite basketball player of all time. I just think LeBron is better. That's all I got to say. So, yeah, man. That's all. Those are my good and bad celebrity sightings. Who's the most famous person you saw? You didn't have to meet them, but you saw them. Like, you might have been at a... Well, most surprised celebrity sighting. How about that? Like, it wasn't, you didn't intend to see him and you saw him.
I don't know. I'm trying to think about who I saw somewhere.
You seen a lot of celebrities. You know, when you said the Essence. You seen a lot of celebrities. I know one time we was at the mall. Me, Randy. And we was in the shoe store. It was me, Randy, probably Darren. And all of a sudden, we were copying something, or Darren needed some shoelaces. We had to go back to the store because they sold him a pair of shoes, and they only had one pair of laces in there. And so we get back in the store, and I turn around. I was like, oh, shit, Stephon Marbury. And it was Stephon Marbury. He was just in the store. He had just got drafted to the NBA. And we was like, damn, what the fuck this motherfucker doing in Greensboro? Like, what the fuck? And he was just in the store. This nigga had a big-ass head, nigga. Yo, this nigga head big as fuck. Like,
That's what you would remember about the person.
Yes, because I was like, yo, this nigga head big. I said, damn, Red, this nigga head bigger than yours, bro. Like, straight up. And I mean, this motherfucker had a big ass head, bro. So, yeah, that was one thing that stuck out.
Well, I know I met Aretha Franklin. Well, saw her, and I tried to get in her Cadillac.
Aretha was like, y'all drive fast. This crazy bitch behind us. She probably says, well, Aretha was ratchet.
She wasn't trying to run from me or nothing. I don't think she even noticed that I was trying to get to her because that was at the first time when Obama got in office and I went to the inauguration with my family and we were down there. I left them. I don't even know what direction they were walking in. I saw her and my eyes were fixed on this lady and I was trying to get there. But I got pictures of her getting in the car and that's all I was able to get. And I was just so happy to see her. There, I saw, and like I said, I see a lot of people when I've gone to Essence. Like, I was surprised to see Bobby Brown when we were in there. He was just in the same hotel. I walked into Birdman this year when I was at Essence, when we were both walking down the sidewalk, him and his little entourage were getting in a vehicle. I got to meet Tamla Mann.
I said celebrities.
They're celebrities to me.
That was a joke.
I met their kids too. And man, DC, I saw them at Essence.
Now, okay, let's stop because now you just named
these. I did. These I got TV pictures.
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm just saying
I got pictures with them.
We're getting away from celebrity now.
They not man, celebrities. They yeah, on
man,
TV.
DC, nigga, we goddamn just like man DC. Nigga, what the fuck is he talking about?
Shut up.
That's what I'm like, hold on now, god damn it. What you gonna say?
I mean, you asked for it. I gave the most recent things that come to my mind.
So, yeah, man, it was, I've seen a lot of celebrities. I'm not going to sit here and go down the list because, like I said, I'm not one of those people that, you know, I ask a motherfucker for an autograph. Who gives a fuck? Now, I ain't, you know, it depends on who the nigga is. I might send the kids or something to do it, but it'll be, you know, I ask a nigga for an autograph. Like, fucking, I'm still a fan of niggas. I ain't going to be no dick rider or nothing. Be like, oh, shit.
Well, I mean, I don't even look at people like that. So that's why I'm like, certain people work. But that's about it. Like, when I see him, I'll be grateful if I could have something to remember this moment by, like a picture or autograph. But other than that, I ain't really pressed. But I was mad. I felt some type of way about R. Kelly acting stupid, though. Because it was like you were sitting there. Your food wasn't on the table.
You're an old-ass woman. There. Get away from me.
Sir, I wasn't even by you. And I'm talking about we was trying to sneak the picture like you just have your phone out and you're turning to the side like you trying to do something. And I was just like, then his bodyguard came up and it was just like, you didn't want to, you tell me something, oh, he don't want nobody taking no pictures. But I'm like.
He told you. He didn't want nobody taking no pictures. So, you know. But that's what it does, man. You know what I'm saying? I always thank the celebrities, too, when they sign pictures, too, you know, for the kids when they do it. Because, you know, I want them to know, like, hey, man, that's appreciated. I know you get, you know, you didn't have to do this, but thank you for taking, you know, this is all of my thank you. This is what I feel today, what I'm conveying with the thank you. Hey, man, I appreciate it. I just want to, you know, thank, hey, man, take time out your day to sign for my little kid. Because you could have easily walked by and I could have called you a fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying?
However, that would not be productive. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
anybody.
Cam Newton was acting like I was some old cute shit that time we was at the game. Like, he could have easily signed the fucking autograph, but he on some old feed my motherfucking ego type shit, which I get it.
Where you saw him at?
When we went to the game, the Jacksonville, Carolina game for Juan's birthday that year.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but now that's why I actually would always like the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, because that year, y'all took the kids.
Well, they do
up
that
there.
For every game.
I know, but I'm just saying how nice that they are groomed to be concerned about the consumer,
yeah, small
the customer,
team.
Whatever.
You gotta
so,
do that. You gotta do that.
But it's good to have that mindset because I feel like you could go even farther because you got people that's gonna buy your merchandise, that's gonna come to your games, and to me, it means a lot to the kids, if nobody else, because if they get that experience at that age, you got a fan for life.
Yep.
But if you mess that opportunity up, they could be like, fuck
Vince
football
Carter,
altogether.
Vince Carter, you know what I'm saying?
Here you go.
I'm just saying.
Old man, still holding on to the bad memories.
Hey, it sound like Irv Gotti over here with the grudge, nigga. Over 20 years,
apparently.
Nigga.
Apparently.
This has been over 20-year grudge. Vincent retired from the league and everything, and I still ain't.
Still can't handle it.
Just saying, man.
Just saying.
Let's move on to this one, Queen Jerm. I gotta know, man, what's some small decisions that changed your life?
Well, one
something small. One thing. Don't go into a lot.
One thing that I'll never forget is that summer in 2001. And they asked me, said, can you go down there on 17 a day and work at the other store? And I was working there, and I probably had worked there for a couple of weeks. And then I sold some tobacco products to this young man, and I asked for his ID.
Mm.
And that thing said he was from Greensboro, North Carolina. And had I not carded this nigga and just said he looked old enough to buy this shit, I would have never known. If I didn't go down there and said, hey, I want to work at the store on Abercorn. I don't want to go down there on 17. I would have never met this man that would change my life to this day. The father of my kids, the apple of my eye, the
Rotten
love of my life.
Be.
Got worms and all in that motherfucker. But nonetheless.
Bite, bit off, beat up, and hit the soft spots.
I've been hitting, falling
all
over the
ground. Fell out
of
the tree a long time ago.
Shit just bouncing on
it's
the side of the damn
roof. Motherfuckers. Just fermenting, huh?
But, make the best wine, they say, or something. Hell. But nonetheless, yeah, that was a small thing that I did. And it was just like, I didn't think about it. I was like, I need the hours. If you saying I'm going to get the hours if I go down to the store, then I guess I'm going to the store. But even if I was there and did not card you, I still would not have made that interaction. I could have sold you that shit and let you go out the door and would have never known you to this day. Just would have been another customer. But something, the spirit led me to say, can I have your ID, please, sir? Can I see your ID? And when I saw that ID, It was over after that.
You was flirting with me.
I wasn't flirting with you.
You did.
You was kind of cute now. You was kind of cute back then.
I always been cute.
You was kind of cute back then. Yeah. I was just like, well, let me see your ID.
And yeah,
then
you wanted to know.
I wanted to know what that nigga's name was. Like, I say, because I know you don't look like you from around here.
You knew that because you were just like, this nigga too cute. He can't be from around here.
Don't do that. Savannah is.
This nigga can't be from around here. Savannah is full of the
finest. The finest niggas in the world come from Savannah on the inside and the outside. Them niggas is about it.
Kizap is the young kid saying.
Nah. I'm talking about Savannah got the best of both.
If you say that.
That's why you can't leave me alone. That's why you can't leave me alone. You got a little taste of the CPO and won't never let it go. Trust and believe that. Yeah, why you playing? But nonetheless, saw this nigga, changed my life. End of story.
Well, damn. And it's funny. Like I said, this is a little small decision I had made, and it was typically the same thing because I was working with the school system, and I was off for the summer, and I wasn't getting paid. So I was just like, damn, this fucked up. This last check I got to last me through the summer. And so I was just like, man, I ain't chill with my mom in a long time. I think my sister was graduating or some shit like that. That's what brought me down there. Because I think, yeah.
And y'all had a family reunion that year.
The family reunion. And, yeah, exactly. So I was like, I could just go down there for like a month or whatever, come back after the reunion. So that was my plan. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I think somebody just had a baby or something. It was some shit going on. Yeah, it was a lot going on. So I was like, you know what? I need to go down there and chill. And like I said, that fateful day, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, because I needed some weed. I was like, man, I need to smoke. Like, I ain't been able to find no weed because my brother didn't smoke or nothing. So he didn't give a fuck about my need to smoke weed. And I'm like, bro, you ain't got no friends to do that? Nah, man, because, you know, he was an athlete at the time. So, you know, everybody owns them goddamn, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, man, this some bullshit. I'm down here, no weed. And so his homeboy at work had some. So I rode all the way out to the job to get that weed. So I said, you know what? Need a blunt. Let's stop at this store right here because I'm finna roll up right now, nigga. I ain't smoked in like a week. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this shit was crazy. And that's when I bumped into old Queen Germ. So, little small decisions like that can alter your life forever.
Forever. Be careful what the fuck you do at the Circle K.
Yeah, don't just be walking up on strangers.
Don't just pull up in the Circle K.
You know, it's just like, sometimes people have bad intentions when they ask for your ID.
Sometimes people run into the pole at the gas station.
I see this nigga right here. I can take him and rip him to shreds, chew him up, spit him out, pick him back up, chew him up, spit him out, pick him back up, wash, rinse, repeat. I can run this nigga in the ground.
You think so? You think so, nigga? I made you.
You made me.
I made you a much better person.
Okay. Because you was
real foul.
I wasn't
foul.
When
I first met you.
I wasn't foul. I maybe trifling, but not foul.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Not even trifling. I was just like, I was very immature.
That wasn't together.
But we was young. Like, what the fuck?
I've been on grown people shit from day one. Yeah.
I mean, hey, that's it.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I ain't had no reason to grow up. I ain't had no kids.
I didn't either.
So I was just like,
Had no kids either, but I was grown. I've been grown for a long time.
I've been grown, like, but I wasn't mature. I mean, shit. I moved.
I mean, but it worked. It works. So.
Yes.
It ain't no diss. It ain't no problem.
How about that?
Yeah,
we made each other better. We did. Yes.
Because I knew that you was on some bullshit. But.
So we want to know, what are some small decisions that you made that changed your life forever?
Forever. Yes. Forever, ever.
Forever, ever. This next one is a reader submitted. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga J. Will. This was a Twitter thread that he wants to, you know, get some insight on. Not insight, but he want to know our feelings on it. And it goes a little something like this. It says, unlike white people, black parents have this weird obsession with making their kids start from scratch once they turn 18. kicking kids out at 18 or making them pay bills while they got to take out loans for college, not opening up credit cards while you have good credit with their name attached to it, not having any money saved up for them once they graduate, not helping put down money for a house or car, not having college funds set up, not practicing nepotism at jobs or companies we own and work for. Like, we are dead set on not building generational wealth and starting over every time. So I want to know, Queen Jern, this nigga just said, he said that you don't have credit set up for them. You don't have, what do you say?
I think he's saying that
no money saved.
Parents be getting cards and shit in their turn name.
No, he's saying this is what white people do for their kids that black people don't do. Open up credit before they turn 18 so they have good credit by the time they get 18. Not having any money saved up for them once they graduate.
Yeah.
He's saying not helping them put money down on a house or a car.
First of all.
Not having college funds set up.
First of all, niggas got to realize one thing and one thing only. People do what they can.
Yes.
Okay, people are going to do the best they know how to do. I don't believe for one second, if you talking about a black parent that has the means to help their child get established, what type of motherfucking parents you talking about? You talking about the niggas who did not have anything given to them, didn't do, they weren't able to get a lot of money or have a lot of assets. I can't give you what the fuck I don't have.
Fact.
So
but my thing is, you gotta go work harder then.
No, you don't. No, the fuck I don't. Because I gave you life. No. Cause see, I read some other shit on there. They talking about something, and then the black parents always think somebody owed them if they no, the fuck I don't. Because I never told my kids, oh yeah, I want you to do this, that, and the third. Cause when you get out the house, I want you to pay a bill of mine. I want you to buy me a house, build me a house, get me a car. None of that shit is what I want because I go to work every day. So I don't need no child to have to feel like they gotta do something for me when they make it.
Now I'm with them paying a bill in the house now.
I mean, you say pay a bill in the house. That's I'm not talking about whatever. I don't need none of it. But what all I'm saying is certain things build responsibility in them. So paying a small bill is not a end-all, be-all. It's not going to break nothing. So if they can do that, that gets them in the habit of paying bills on a regular basis by due date. That makes them understand how things work. I don't have nothing against that. All I'm saying is you got some fucked up parents who you comparing the average to. Those people that have been identified are not the norm. There are outliers because you can't tell me that parents who have gotten good credit, that have built something for themselves, that have resources for their children, are telling their kids. That's like me. If I said I did all of this work, I got all these degrees, and I'm gonna tell my kids, oh no, you don't have to do that. I could see if I had built a business that I can train them to run, and then that means you don't necessarily need to do XYZ. But you telling me I'm going to tell you that you don't have to do anything with yourself and that's supposed to be the life? Like, it would be awesome if you can get somebody to say, okay, here's millions of dollars. You never have to work again. But you know how easy that's not going to work out if you don't teach them how to use the money, make the money grow.
Manage the money.
And, yeah, manage the money and make the money work for them. If you're just giving somebody something, that's not going to work. But you're talking about parents not doing right by these kids. Some people don't have it. And people can say, oh, you shouldn't have kids if you can't do this, that, and the third. That's a motherfucking lie. If that's the case, humankind would have been extinct by now if it had anything to do with what you can afford to do.
You can't afford to do nothing if you got a credit card. You can't
afford. And that's the thing. Exactly. Like, you running around telling somebody what your credit score is. If you had to use credit to do anything, you can't afford the shit.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to buy everything outright. You wouldn't have to do all of that.
Somebody told me that's wrong. I couldn't believe that shit. I was like, so credit overrules money, cash? Like,
yeah. Nowadays.
That's crazy. So if I got the money, like, what does a credit line have to do with me, like, to spend their money? You know, you're not spending their money. You're spending your money.
Exactly.
You got to pay it back. So that's what I understand when people say that. Nah, you're spending their money. I'm like, no, the fuck you're not. Is that how
you? And you paying it back with interest.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how is that better than me buying it outright?
Because somebody want to make money off of your purchase. That's what the fuck it got to do with. They want to make money off of your purchase, so they make you believe that this shit is better for you
if
to
you
do it.
You got 800 credit, or whatever the highest 900 credit is. If you got the highest credit, and I got cash, money, what's the difference?
It shouldn't be
you getting a 30-year loan, I'm buying a motherfucker. What's the difference?
Like I said, if somebody wants to make money off of your
purchase.
I don't understand.
Somebody out there break that down for me. Why credit is better than cash?
And cash was supposedly king in this country.
Yes.
Nowadays, hey, shit done changed.
I mean, even if my cash is digital.
Yeah, but if you have liquid assets, why would I want to finance some shit?
Your credit is so good, you can go get this car with no money down there, just give you a credit with my car with $200 payments or whatever like that. But I go in and buy the same car, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand. So please, somebody break that down to me. Because I'm confused. I'm confused. Because I don't get it. And this guy right here, I really don't get it either. Kids, I think these kids today are spoiled and they have unrealistic expectations.
Okay.
They think at 16 they're supposed to get a car. They think they're supposed to get their dream car for their first car. They think that somebody is supposed to, you know, have all this. Why you have anything saved for us? Or why isn't there any food cooked? Motherfucker, you grown. Cook your own goddamn food. Yeah. It's just like, I think these kids today are too spoiled and
they definitely are spoiled.
They have a warped sense of reality.
Yeah, because for one, they watch too much fucking TV. They watch too much shit online. Because the shit people, they go to the cleanest corner of their house. They gonna take them pictures and take them motherfucking videos. They lying out here saying they going this place and that place. Some of them might be going on a trip or two. But at the same damn time, even if you can, y'all ain't doing that much shit.
You out there with the free shit on the trip.
You ain't doing nothing.
You doing all the free excursions. You just hanging out in the goddamn
going
hotel.
To the pretty places to take pictures.
You just taking pictures. You ain't eating no food or nothing like that. You ain't having a good fucking time. You ain't bringing nothing back but your motherfucking self.
And you might be staying at the damn Red Roof Inn, but you out here at the Hampton and taking the pictures
in
the people
lobby
and all this other shit.
Getting the free drinks.
Yeah, but I mean, don't believe the hype. Mm-hmm. People want to say that what parents ain't doing and what parents owe somebody. And like I said, if there are some parents out there that's making you struggle a little bit to get some shit, it ain't doing them a building character, making you better. So don't be mad. Do what the fuck you got to do. Because half of y'all same kids who talking about what a parent won't do for you, your ass is grown and managed. And that's why them people don't want to do nothing for you. So if you humble yourself, they might be more willing to let you stay in their house till you're 25 and you done got you a degree and done saved up some money and can go buy some shit on your own. But when you up here telling somebody what you gonna do and what you not gonna do in their house that they pay bills in, you can't stay there too much longer, because like they say, too many grown people under one roof, it ain't gonna work.
Nope,
so stay in your damn place as a child. You can reap the benefits for being there, but if you gonna want to run something, then that run me this money for these damn bills, because lights is too motherfucking high for all the shit y'all have plugged up and running all goddamn day.
She said run me some money for this shit.
Because it don't make no sense. Hell. People in houses paying light bills $370-something.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah, monthly. But you around here worried about somebody asking you to give them a funky ass $50, $60 for some insurance or a damn cell phone line. You better be glad to pay $50 or $60 when people paying thousands of dollars to keep the house running. And you over here mad about $50 to $100.
That's what I said. That's why you make it get up, and that way they learn that it ain't nothing free. Even if it's a little small thing, I ain't telling you to pay no bill and you got a bus. I'm letting you keep the majority of your money. I'm telling you, hey.
And then you're buying bullshit.
Yeah, every 2 weeks.
Because both of them.
Yes.
Both of them got packages at the door today.
Yes. Yeah. Once they Uber eating, Door dashing drinks and French fries and bullshit, paying $15 for a milkshake, and I'm just like, yo, what the fuck?
Your daughter got a custom made skirt today.
Oh wow, look at that.
So the kids is buying what the fuck they want to buy with their check.
So these kids got it fucked up. They think they can just keep their money and do what the fuck they want to do with it, and the parents are just supposed to live.
And
I didn't ask to be born. What the fuck, like, dog. So I my thoughts on this, these kids got life fucked up.
Yeah.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
But then y'all the same motherfuckers let them stop the Roe versus Wade. That's the problem.
But I do have them, you know, I have a number in my head. I don't tell the kids my number, the age they have to be out the house. But, you know, I
so the little girl don't have a, hers is just not too
infinite. Hers might get moved up because she's a little sass box. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so now she can get out. Now you done had enough of her.
I didn't say I had enough of her. I'm just saying, like, you know, but, you know, I have a number.
Once upon a time, you told her she never had to leave.
Then she grew up. And she turned into a monster. So, and all of that changed when she became a monster.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Yeah, you know, when she was a little girl, a little sweet little darling, and just the sweetest little thing in the world. Yes, you can stay with daddy forever. Then she grew up and too much mouth.
And that's why I keep trying to tell her she fight for too many rights for you to be somebody and who damn can't do nothing for yourself.
Exactly, like she is the damn change.org queen. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I mean, she has all these motherfucking stipulations and rights and
what people shouldn't have to do.
Yes, and all this. And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck?
Nigga, you ain't people because you don't have nothing.
You need your own shit. You got too many motherfucking.
Yeah, you got all kind of demands. And
yes, you need your own shit. You got to get out of here, man. But that's all. We're going to talk about that, man. We're going to move on because we could make a whole show about that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's top 10 time, man. No, last week we did the top 10 states with the best weather, so it's only right. We do the top 10 states with the worst weather. Now, y'all know how top 10 goes. We talk about 10 things. We rank them. And then we talk about what's our best and worst. And this one goes a little something like this. Number 10, the state with the 10th worst weather in the United States is Indiana. They say Indiana has about 5 nice California days per year. The other 360 days consist of freezing cold, wind, snow, rain, sleet, hail, tornadoes, persistent heavy gray clouds, unbearable humidity in the summer, mosquitoes, sweat bees, wasps, relentless pestering flies, and armies of ants. So, wow, number 10 is Indiana. Number 9, we got Kansas. One day it's freezing, and the next I'm dying of a heat stroke, not to mention the wind. If you have anything in your backyard, you better nail it to the ground. And y'all know Kansas is known for tornadoes. Shout out to The Wizard of Oz.
Your favorite show.
It's not my favorite movie. It's better than Bullshit. The Wiz. Just know that.
It's not.
Number 8, we got New Jersey. They say, I have to agree that this state has some extreme weather here and there. Winters are absolutely cold. You could easily die of hypothermia. Mm. Frequent Arctic blasts from Canada come down to the state and cause snowstorms. Wow. Number 7, we got Texas. Months of heat in the summer where it's near or above 100 degrees and it doesn't cool off at night. Wind most of the year, that makes it uncomfortable to take walks. Surprisingly cold and windy in the winter, but no snow, just gray. Wow. Tornadoes, mosquitoes, and fire ants don't help either. So Texas is number 7. Number 6, we got Alaska. There is a reason this state has the highest concentration of pilots. Coldest state in the U.S. with extreme rainfall in some parts and extreme cold in others. Wow. They say it's a great state for polar bears. For people, not so much. Number 5, we got Illinois. Humid all year round. Spring is for about a month, but it's always either rainy or very cloudy. Fall is the best season here, but lasts for a month. Summers are mostly unbearably hot and humid with no wind. Wow. It's the Windy City. I couldn't live there. It's too fucking cold. Number 4, we got Oklahoma. They say Oklahoma has by far the wackiest weather I've ever seen. Temperatures regularly go from 40 degrees in the morning to 75 in the afternoon. And don't even get me started on the tornadoes. Like one every couple of weeks. God damn. I might need to go out there to Oklahoma and see some tornadoes. Number 3, we got Pennsylvania. They say paying ridiculously high taxes seems a treat compared to living hell of Pennsylvania weatherscape. Brittly sticky heat all summer, snow, ice, and cold all winter, and no redeeming spring or fall patterns. God dog. Number 2, we got Iowa. this state is miserable. He said it's hotter and more humid than Florida in the summer, and although the snow is minimal in the winter, the icy cold wind never stops in the winter. God damn. And the number one state with the worst weather is Ohio. They said Ohio weather sucks. I have to point out that not enough emphasis was placed on the damn humidity. This wretched state is humid all the time, even in the winter, which makes for a wetter feeling winter and not a dry cold that's easier to tolerate. Oh, wow. That's crazy. How can you have a humid winter? Maybe y'all motherfuckers up north don't know nothing about no goddamn humidity. Y'all need to stop that shit. Y'all don't know nothing about humidity. Y'all don't. Because if y'all seeing all these upstates up here got humidity, I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
No, the South is, this is where the humidity live. You got to be close to the tropic, to the equator to get humidity.
Okay.
The further away you are, the less humid it is. Yes, it's just science.
Maybe that's that global warming y'all be talking about.
So, Queen Germ, what is your worst of the worst? We ain't going to do the best because all these places suck.
Okay.
So, give me your top three.
So, the best of the bottom?
Well, the worst of the three. The worst of the three. Which three would you definitely wouldn't live in?
Would not live in. I would have to say Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas.
Damn. She shot out all the Midwest states. I'm going to say I would not live in Iowa. I would not live in Illinois or Alaska. Fuck Alaska. I'm not going there. So, yeah, those are my three right there, man. So, that's the top 10 for this week. You want to do a favorite?
I don't need to. No, don't.
Hey, I can't have just a favorite on the list. Yeah, I can't worst. Have a favorite. It's the worst. You can't have a favorite worst.
Yeah.
But we had the worst of the worst. But yeah, tune in next week for our next top 10. It's going to be a doozy. It's TV Talk time, Queen Germ. Light on the TV Talk this week because the Shy didn't come on and what the show ended? P-Valley ended. So all we got this week was rap shit. And Power, book three, Raising Kanan. So let's start with rap shit. What you got? What you think of this episode, Queen
Germ?
This was like the fallout of Mia punching a girl at the party.
And Mia was losing her shit.
Yes, the online, the social media warriors.
Daddy had to come through and get her train back on the tracks. Yeah, he a cool dude. I like him.
Yeah,
he seemed to be.
He's logical.
Yeah,
he's logical. He got his head on right. Yeah. You know, things just ain't going right for him. But you know, he's trying to do right. She couldn't stand the social media train. They was trying to cancel her. Some blogger or whatever. He was kind of like the Hollywood Unlocked guy, the Jason Lee guy. And so Shauna got on there, Shayna, whatever her name is. She got on there and straightened that nigga out, you know, city girl style for her girl, held
and
her
then
down.
That's what made her feel like, you know, that gave her life. Like, my girl actually would stand up for me, blah, blah, blah.
You know, old girl was out with her Haitian coworker. They end up, you know, going to the beach that day. She ended up giving up that box, you know what I'm saying?
And said the dick was God.
Yeah. And so, you know, and what's your girl name? The Duke of Miami. She pulling strings to get them to do some kind of party or whatever. So she's really trying to be their manager. And, you know, they told her if she can
pull it off.
Yeah, they'll make her a manager. And that was pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
They made a new song, you know what I'm saying? And everybody like, yo, that shit fire.
And the baby daddy going to give them the beat or did give them the
he
beat.
He made another beat for him, you know what I'm saying? So everybody look like they going to come up in this scheme, you know, in this set. You know what I'm saying?
Seducing scheme.
Yeah. Because, Shayna got another scheme coming. She needs some kind of studio. She'll get a whole studio built or something, she said. So she was like, don't worry about it. She'll get the money for it because she got down with the scammers. So that was about all for rap shit. It's only a 30-minute show. It's not really a lot to talk about because, the boyfriend, he broke up with her because he saw her online with the dude. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, he couldn't be married. He couldn't keep up. I mean, together. He couldn't keep up.
And then he told her, like, you were right about me and Fatima. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's what I'm saying. But you ain't shit. You ain't shit. Yeah, wasn't fucking around on you.
Yeah.
So then I done went out my way, came and saw your punk ass. Mm. And then you sitting around here going to be like, I'm with the girl. When you were sitting there lying, saying that you wasn't, and you telling all my business to the girl.
Yeah, that was some bitch made shit there, player.
Yeah, like, dude, do better.
So that's all for rap shit. Y'all check that out. Easter show on HBO. Next up, we got Power Book 3, Raising Kanan. How you feel about this episode, Queen Jern?
This solidifies my theory that Rock don't care nothing about Kanan. That lady don't love her son. She trying to turn, like, it's like you don't love him and you don't know him.
Yeah.
Because you trying to turn him into somebody that he not. And that nigga was not about that life.
Yeah, he even said that.
Yeah, and like, he even told you, like, this ain't my shit.
Don't do this for me, Mom. Just don't do this hustling shit for me.
Really?
I don't think I could, I want to go to school and be a doctor or something. I done shot me a nigga, and the nigga still alive, you know.
Clearly, this ain't my line of work.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I could do this.
So,
the cop, Omar Epps, he basically does remember everything.
Yeah, I knew that from the beginning.
Yeah. So Queen Jern was right about that. His memory is not faded because he went and met Rock and told, like, yo, I ain't gonna
rest till I meet him and tell him that I'm his daddy.
Yeah, he wants them to know because he said he got a second chance on life and he want to get it right. And then also, they had to kill one of their associates because he got pinched at the gambling hall and he kind of lied about where he was the night before. Marvin went and checked out a story. Shit didn't add up, so they went ahead and Rock busted that nigga and shot him in the head. And hopefully it come out that he was snitching, because if he wasn't...
I don't think he was. I just think he did not want to tell them that he was at the... He got caught up gambling, which was the thing she just told him not to do. Yeah. So he thought covering up the truth was going to help him when that lie itself was what killed him. And all he had to do was probably tell them exactly what happened. I got caught up. I know y'all told me to stop fucking around the table. Mm. But this what happened, and I got caught up.
Yeah.
Then it would have been nothing but either we don't fuck with you no more, or okay, we gonna move on, and you just stop being out there gambling.
Yeah. So that was weird. Let's see. Jukebox was on a mission to find her mom. She found, she found where mom was and saw her, but she didn't say nothing to her. And the mom played by LaToya Luckett. So we're gonna see how that plays into the storyline. And what's the other brother name?
Lou.
Yes. His new artist that he signed, she basically has, I guess, somebody that's her manager or whatever he is. So they go into business together with a little single deal. And old buddy not feeling it. And Famous, he was told by Lou that if he get his shit together and get some raps, he'll put him back in the studio. And then Famous' sister left for L.A. And Famous, he's homeless. So, And Unique is out of jail.
But I think Famous got put out, but then his mama gonna let him back in there when the sister moved. So it was like they was all together at that point. So
I think he was just going to see his sister, because when he walked by her, he was gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then Unique's out of jail. His crew has been absolved by Rock and her crew. Yeah. And so Unique out there by herself, he ain't got it no more. He got to understand, 3 months a long time to be missing off the street. Like, niggas got to eat.
That's years.
Yeah. And so, we're going to see how Unique builds his empire back up. So, that was a good Power recap.
Yeah.
And that's all for TV talk. Yeah, that's all. I ain't going to talk about the movies I watched because I didn't watch any much this week. I know it was last week I watched Prey and all that shit, but yeah. Mm. It's time to move on to Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Jerm act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, none of us even took any acting classes, but we come here and we do this for y'all every week. This week is no different. It goes a little something like this. Man complains to his wife about his social media friends. Queen Jerm, are you ready? I'm going to set the scene before I ask you, are you ready? So, we got a man. He spends a lot of his time on social media. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. He's on all the social media sites.
That's the problem right now.
He has a lot of relationships with people online, that he considers his friends. That's a problem. And, now he's complaining to his wife about his internet friends. His wife, she quite don't get this internet thing. She just don't understand. It's not really real to her because, she don't deal with none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are you ready, Queen Jern? I have enough real people in my life.
Yes. Are you ready, Queen Jern?
I guess I'm ready.
Here we go. Action. Babe, man, let me tell you something, man. I just had the worst day ever.
What's wrong with you?
Well, my friend, man, at Amazing Jack, man, we got into it, you know, online today, man. We was arguing about LeBron and Michael Jordan, and then things got kind of hectic, man. So then my other friend, you know what I'm saying, not too nice Tony, you know what I'm saying, he jumps in, and they're like basically dogpiling me and stuff, and now they're saying, you know, they blocked me, man. They blocked me. What the fuck?
What blocking got to do with it?
I mean, we can't be. I can't see their page. They can't see mine. And it's just like, man, it's messed up, man.
You know how many people on the internet?
Nah, but these are like my friends, man. Like these.
You ever had lunch with them?
No, but we're cool. We've been online for years, man. We've been following each other online and on different platforms.
How you follow them if you ain't never been in the same area with them?
I mean, we just met online because we was in the chat room one day, and you know what I'm saying? It was a tweet that somebody let off, and you know, he was a real cool guy, so I just started following him and everything.
Do you know how many other people in the world
that you can connect with on the chat? But these guys, we built a rapport together, man.
You didn't.
But no, you gotta understand, man. Like, man,
we've been through a lot together, man. The function of blocking does what?
It means I can't see their page, they can't see mine, they can't message them or nothing.
So what does that send a signal to you?
Then I called him on the phone, and I couldn't get through on the phone. Like, it just, he's not answering my call, so it's just like
you gotta get over it.
But I mean, this is like my dog. I talk to him every day.
They're not your dog, sir.
Yes, they are. They're like, babe, listen, man.
It's nobody can be your dog that you ain't never met before.
But look, when we get married, I was going to ask him to be my best man.
I don't know this nigga.
But that's, I get to choose the best man.
But I don't know this nigga. I was going to choose the guy from okay, you want to wait till we get married to be the first time to meet a virtual person.
I mean, it's like I know him. I see him on Instagram every day. It's like, you know.
Okay, so I think we have more problems that I didn't realize.
What you mean?
Because you're sick.
I'm not sick. I'm just like...
You're too consumed by a world that you're not living in for real.
It's a real world. What you mean? Like what you mean? Babe, I'm on Instagram. Babe. I could go live with these guys and we sit in chat rooms and talk.
You're not going live with anyone. You're not going live with anyone. Because if the people already done told you they don't want to have nothing to do with you, they done blocked you, keep going on with your life. Because you know what?
It's like,
if it's blocked... It stopped. Therefore,
we're friends.
You can't be friends with somebody who blocked you.
But why do you think they would block me? I mean, it just don't make sense.
Look at you. You worked up over some motherfuckers that you ain't never broke bread with, ain't never made money with, ain't never did shit with.
I mean,
you can't tell me that's real. That's just like you being mad when the person on the movie open the door and you holler, don't open the door.
That's not real life. Instagram's real life. It's like, I see pictures of him and his kids and, you know, stuff like that, man.
So you stalking these people?
I'm not stalking them. I'm just saying, like, I mean, it's like I was, you know.
It's good they blocked your ass. Because if you doing all of that extra stuff, nobody got no business interacting with you.
But I mean, it was just like, you know, I seen, you know, I was there for him when his child was born. I mean, you know, virtually I was there when his child was born and everything. Babe. His kid called me Uncle Mike, man.
Babe. That's too much.
I mean,
you got to realize what's real and what's fake. If you can't touch it, you can't smell it, you can't do nothing with them people.
But I mean, but we're friends. We've been there for each
other. If they blocked you, you're no longer friends. Okay? That's how that works.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all. If y'all like situations suggested like this, if y'all like this, suggest one for us to act out. We'll act it out.
Or
you know,
not.
Sometimes people send us stuff to act out, and we just act it out, man. Thank y'all for the one that sent that in, man. Y'all a mess. Well, it's reading rap lyrics time. We read rap lyrics over here, y'all. When we read them in my office voice, professional voice, our accent, you know what I'm saying? Or just regular dramatic voice. It really doesn't matter as long as you read the damn lyrics. And this week is my turn, and this one goes a little something like this. First of all, MCs be on my balls, straight up. Pubic hairs and everything, lick the whole plate up. Bay Area, roll up your Las Vegas. To all MCs, I love it that you hate us. Drop skills that might send wind chill factors. Back through Patterson, JC, and Hackensack. Step uncorrect and get blackened. The assassin, find the MCs by the Jasmine. I don't tote guns, I tote funds. While you still puzzle how my antidote runs. Your whole vocabulary's played out, admit it. still whack if it came out my mouth and I spit it. You remind me of a school on Sunday, no class, beating all kings down, doing over 70 in a Hyundai, blast. Give them a good reason to open Alcatraz back. Nobody got the red shook. Been a weirdo ever since the doctor said push. Death Squad skills make it hard to overlook me. That's why the hardcore promoters still book me. You shook, G. Word up. Ha ha. That was the Funk Dr. Spot Redman. But I think it was a Pick It Up off his, was it Muddy Waters? Or I think it was on Muddy Waters.
I wouldn't know that foolery.
I was talking to myself. I wasn't asking you because I
know. But you was looking at me.
I know. I mean, why wouldn't I look at you?
I don't know.
Yes. So that's all for this week on the Reading Rap Lyrics. Y'all know next week, Queen Journey time, so strap on.
Get ready. Go on this ride with me.
HBCU Confessionals. When I go to the HBCU Confessional Twitters, grab some tweets and bring them home to Queen Germ. And this one goes a little something like this. Sick of y'all Greek bitches and niggas talking about some plots. I'ma keep walking through y'all shit. Don't get that fire up on over some grass. JSU. Queen Germ. React.
See, this is the problem that I have with you niggas. It's something called respect. It's a whole lot of pavement on all these people.
Respect go both ways.
And it does. But if you understand, then that means you shouldn't go out your way to do some shit that's unnecessary. I could see if you say something was in a way, in a space where it's raining. Let's say it's raining and you had to run up underneath a tree that was painted with somebody's symbol on it. Or if you had to stand on something because it was so much water that you had to step up on something. That's somewhat understandable. But you telling me you going to purposely go over there and walk through somebody's plot or take pictures on somebody's plot for the sake of you just being disrespectful? You going out of your way to be disrespectful? That's the shit that's not okay.
So when you say plot, explain to the people what a plot is.
So a plot could be...
Could it be on a regular piece? So can it be a sidewalk and then on part of the sidewalk, they got a plot on their sidewalk?
Well, it would not probably be on the sidewalk, but it would be somewhere like you can have trees that are painted with your symbol on it. You can have like a slab of concrete that now is not going to be in a way that you can easily access it in most cases.
So you'd be going out of your way.
You'd be going out your way to walk up on it.
Okay.
Like I said, sometimes you may have something that's covering the area. So if it's raining, it may be convenient for you to run up underneath it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So those types of things would be acceptable. And if you're talking about just any kind of Greek plot that's out there, I mean, people have the picnic tables that are painted their colors with their symbols on it. So you know you shouldn't have lunch because that picnic table is not for you.
Why
it's
I
not.
Can't sit at the picnic
it's
table.
Reserved. I mean, you got all these other areas to go in. Go inside your building, find a little lounge area. You don't have to sit up at them people table. It's just what it is. It's like a part of the culture.
Okay, now, I hear what you're saying. Now, to the motherfucker, the disrespectful ass Greek member that's, hey, nigga, that's all over. Like, what if a motherfucker didn't know? Like, I'm just.
You know.
And then now you getting all aggressive. Now it's a fucking problem.
Hey.
You see what I'm
different,
saying?
Different strokes for different
that's
folks.
What I'm saying.
All
like,
I know is I didn't even go to an HBCU for undergrad.
I see it both ways. I see it both ways.
Because I didn't even go to an HBCU undergrad, and you knew everything there was to know about being Greek.
But what I'm saying
and
is
you
this,
didn't have
though,
to be Greek.
To the ones that's too aggressive with their Greekness.
They can tone it down some.
Yeah, okay, so now you can see where problems arise when you being all extra, and I'm just like, yo, my nigga, I ain't fucking know, nigga.
But
like,
you knew. Everybody
but what if
knows.
I didn't know?
If you at an HBCU, you damn sure know.
But what if you don't know? Let's just say you just don't know.
So they just found you, you just fell off the turnip truck.
Hey, maybe I did. I'm from bumfuck somewhere, and I'm just like, yo, I don't know, nigga. I like the colors blue and yellow or blue and white, and I just sat down here, you know, I thought it looked nice with my fit, nigga. I ain't know. And now why you getting all aggressive with me, nigga? Like, damn, calm the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you so aggy about this?
People have to let y'all know.
I didn't know I couldn't walk across this little area right here. I didn't know that. I'm just trying to. This is shorter route between where I'm going. If I cut across this little area and I just so happen to walk across Big Brother Almighty's plot from 1976 that y'all motherfucking praise over here. I'm sorry. Okay. But why you got to be getting all aggressive?
You sorry, but you need to understand that now that you have trespass, then you might have to
y'all
be dealt
niggas need to get off y'all ass, nigga. Like, fuck that.
Nah.
That's some
people
bullshit.
People have to have respect.
I got you. Got walk exactly. Around their respect is a two-way street.
It is. But now that you on my side of the street,
no,
you finna
I'm
have
still
a head-on
college
collision,
campus, nigga.
My nigga.
I'm still on the college campus.
That's
y'all,
what you finna
y'all
have.
Y'all don't own nothing on this motherfucker.
Okay. You'll see how we own you if you keep on running up in the wrong spots.
Yep. I'm going to own a piece of y'all fraternity because I'm suing the fuck out y'all for jumping on me like that for no fucking reason.
The organization would have nothing to do with it. Okay. Nobody going to stand on anybody hitting anybody. That's not what we do. But you're going to have respect as a common person. That's just simple
decency. That's all I'm saying. That respect go both ways.
Yeah.
And respect is earned, not given. Remember that.
That's what it is.
Yep. So, that's all for the HBCU Confessionals. If y'all like those, go check them out.
Make sure you
Twitter.
Remember that now.
Yes. Keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep it 100?
Yes. You know, last week, we was talking trash about August, saying that you ain't got no holidays. You know, we got something to celebrate in every single month. That's just the way the world works. But not only is my birthday in August, I got a lot of family and friends' birthdays in August as well. But it is the Black Business Month. So August is Black Business Month. Y'all need to go out there and shop at your black businesses. Make sure we keep that money floating in the community. So if nothing else, if you were not aware, now you are aware. So my Keep It 100 is going to be for us to spend that money in the black businesses. The month of August.
100.
We already deep in it from the 1st to the 31st. Think about me and think about your community. That's my Keep It 100.
All right. My Keep It 100 go a little something like this. When the hating don't work, they start telling lies.
100.
When people start hating on you and shit. And that shit don't work. Next thing you know, they start making up lies about you.
Pull a rabbit out the hat.
Yeah, they just that's what people do. So remember, people, my Keep It 100 goes a little something like this. When the hating don't work, they start telling lies. And that's it. That's all I'm going to say.
I appreciate it.
That's all I'm going to say. I ain't petty hard away today. I'm not.
Thank God.
Win or loser time. Queen Jeremy, you got any winners?
Yeah, my winner going to be anybody who came out there, whether you early voted today, got a lot of local and state elections going on. So if you made it out there to them polls, you a winner.
Winner.
Because this is the game that they want to play. We got to get out there. We got to change what's popping off out there in them streets so that you can make sure you beat them at their own game.
Black people, I thought we was withholding our vote.
We don't. We're not withholding no
questions. We need to withhold our votes.
You got
to
vote for the right people.
Ain't no right people.
Okay, well, we vote for the best out of the group that you got.
That's what we did in the last president election.
Okay, that's not the president this time. This is the shit that really matter. Yeah. The shit at the door every day.
Yeah.
The president don't matter as much as these clowns that we got to deal with in your
facts.
City.
Facts.
So you got to vote for them clowns. So you got to vote for one or the other.
My winners, y'all know it's a housing crisis. And a lot of colleges are posting record numbers for incoming freshmen. And with the housing crisis and these record numbers of incoming freshmen, you got motherfucking freshmen that ain't got nowhere to live. We got homeless college students roaming the country, y'all. Just looking for somewhere to lay their motherfucking head and lay their motherfucking ass down so they can go to class and get this education. So all my winners are those college kids that have secured them somewhere to stay.
Winner!
Because it's a lot of y'all that's homeless, and I feel bad for y'all. I really do. Because
somebody said,
how's it? They say, why live in student housing? Why it ain't got student pricing? Because I said, God damn, I ain't think
this
about
shit
that.
Is high now.
Yeah, I ain't think about that. Like, God damn. Like, nigga, I'm going to school full time. I can't work full time to pay for this.
Yeah.
Like, this shit
it's
ridiculous. Yeah, well, it's
but that's
tough.
Why I say it's a scam. It's a scam. Man, I said it from the beginning. That's why I laughed at that little paper I got today. from them damn student loan people. Y'all don't understand. I graduated 12 years ago. Y'all will never. I mean never.
Say never. Don't say never.
Get all that. They never gonna get all that money. Ain't no way. Where the fuck you gonna get it from?
You, nigga.
Okay. I be paying them people till I die.
Okay. They cool with that.
I'm sure they are. At this $134 a month. Yeah, that's all they can get.
They cool with that.
That's all they can get from me.
You got a loser?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I almost did my loser.
Yeah. I mean, you could have. It's not like it's so whatever. But nonetheless, I guess I'll say my loser this week is Sergeant Kyle Meany.
Loser.
He was the officer that gave some false information that led to the botched, warrant that was supposed to have been served in the Breonna Taylor situation. That was very unfortunate that led to her passing. And so he
not
was
passing.
Well, death. She was murdered, but
yes, her murder.
he did lose his job. He was terminated, and therefore charges are going to be brought up because some information that he submitted was not supported. So therefore it has been deemed false.
We need convictions.
Yes, we do. We need convictions. You're right about that. So the charge is the beginning, but we got to get it, this hit a stick.
Man. Okay, you finish?
I was just saying his name again, so you know.
Say his name.
Sergeant Kyle Meany. You are my loser this week.
All right, man. My loser, man, Deshaun Watson.
Loser.
Deshaun Watson, you were suspended 11 games by the NFL and fined $5 million. You know what I'm saying? So your pocket's going to be a little light. I hope all them massages were worth it. And I hope you learned your lesson.
He could have paid them hoes that money.
Hey, he's paying some hoes a lot of money. And so now they said that he can only get, like, team-approved massages.
Child, please. The team ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
Yeah, the team saying, look.
But you know that they ain't doing enough then. Because
he's doing too much.
But these ain't legal charges. This is the NFL, right?
Oh, he's got some sexual harassment charges in there.
Man, please, he should have just paid them hoes and been done with it.
Hey,
man. Because the people is what they
said. He didn't do anything. He's holding on to his innocence.
Okay, well, I'm going with him. I'm going with him on this one.
That's what he said.
But I'm gonna stand with him.
Okay. But 20 some, it's been a lot of women. You know what I'm saying? I think 20 of them been settled or some shit like that. Some crazy.
And if it's settled, then that means them hoes just wanted money.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so who knows? So you're my loser, Deshaun, for...
Yeah, he losing money, but I think he didn't... I don't think he did that stuff.
I feel bad. Like I said, I'm not going to pass judgment on him, but that's too many. One is too many. And 24?
But if you can be bought, it didn't happen.
24?
It didn't happen like that. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it more as we know more about this story. Because it's going... The whole story going to break about old Deshaun. You know what I'm saying? Somebody going to break the story. Somebody from Houston, probably. But yeah... Well, Queen Jern, that is our whole show. It's time to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly. And anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, My Nigga J. Will, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Stack Static, MJ Money 9S, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, we got Corbino, Tay-Tay, Mama Life Plus 3, Peaches D, shout-out to Doc Claw and everybody over in that site. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to 12 Cow, the 12 Cow Podcast. Shout out to Eclectic and the EDP. Shout out to Pork, Miss Mini Meeks, L, Cool Out Corner. Shout out to Dr. Bracer, Dr. Cam's Barbecue. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. That's the Dr. Bracer Network. That's the Black Pod Squad. Y'all check us out. You know, doing nice things over there. Any other podcast to fuck with us, shout out to Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. Shout out to Harrison, 8Morning92. Shout out to Jay from the Cognac Room. Shout out to Morio at the Sound of My Voice. Shout out to Roddus, Roddus Live. Any other podcast to fuck with us, man, shout out to y'all. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Man. Another show in the books, Queen Germ. Time to rate your show. What is your rating?
When I look back over this week and I think about all of the kind gestures that were bestowed upon me, I will never forget this. This was a wonderful birthday, and I'm just so happy that I was able to share it with all the people that were willing to share it with me. And MJ, your kindness will never be forgotten. And so I must give this show a 9. We're going to figure out how to make that 9 represent us.
I'm going to give this show a fucking 0. Period.
Woo!
So, like always, don't forget to rate, download, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader. Don't forget about our voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. And don't forget to buy a fucking shirt, bitch. It's that simple. One of the four makes us happy. You know what I'm saying? So, do your job, Fro Nation. I need 20 of y'all to listen to this show.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I'm going to stop doing the show because I done told you I don't even like the motherfucker. So the references, hey. I don't like it. I don't like it at all, sir.
So on behalf of everyone here at nappyafro.com offices, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com